Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos. We're in Masechta Tamid. We are in the third parak, and today we're learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So yesterday we learned about where all the people were heading, and today the Mishnah continues. Nichnasu lelishkas hakelim veotziu misham tishim ushlosha klei kesef klei zahav. They would turn around and go into the place where they stored all the utensils, and they took out 93 silver and gold utensils. And then they took the lamb that they were going to bring as the carbon atamid. They gave it water to drink right before the shechita. It would be better to make the skin easier to come out. Even though they checked it the night before, they would go over to check to make sure that it had no mum, by doing it by torch in order to make sure that they really got a good look, and that overnight the animal did not become a balmum. So Misha Zacha Betamid, Moshe Vaholich Lebeis HaMitbachayim, the one who was allowed to do the, who won the right to do the Shechita Satamid, he would pull the lamb of the Karban HaTamid, and he'd bring it to the place where they shechted, called the Beis HaMitbachayim. Misha Zachu Ve'evarim, and the ones who were able to carry, or entitled, they won the lottery to carry the different limbs, Hochim Achrav, they would walk behind him so that they would be there and hold the sheep down while the shechita was going along. Basement b'chayim hayel tzvono shel mizbeach. The place where they shechted was in the northern side of the Azara, the Alav Shmona Amudim, and that place had 8 pillars, nanosim, and they happened to be small. They happened to be short. Urvian shel erez al gabeim. And there were pieces of cedar wood on top of these columns. Bunkolio shel barzel hayukvuim bahem, and they had certain chains made out of iron that were there. Ushlosha sedarim hayu lechol achad beechad, and each one had 3 sets of these chains. Shebahem tolan esakarban umafshitin. That they would use to hang the carbon and then to flay the skin off the animal. Al shulchano shoshai shebeina amudim, and they would put the animal on the tables that were made out of marble so that it shouldn't drag on the ground. It's not a bekavadika thing for a carbon to be put in that situation. So then, with that, we would understand how the carbon atamid was established, and Bezos Hashem will continue with the process of the opening of the Beis HaMikdash each and every day when we meet again tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everybody.